Eulalia, Disc 11.
Chapter 36. Dawn broke in a grey haze, without a single ray of sunlight or wisp of breeze. It was like an autumn day instead of late summer. Swathes of fine drizzle dampened the woodlands, causing heavy mist to rise amid the trees. Mordi stood at the edge of the plateau with Rangval and Osbil, surveying the scene below. The rogue squirrel spoke in hushed tones.
Sure, will you look at it? I'll wager you couldn't see your poor behind you in all that fog.
Mordi reprimanded him smartly.
Yes, sir, but we're not looking for that. If we're not jolly well wide awake and alert, 'tis quite likely we'll find ourselves ambushed and overrun by the bally enemy, what? So keep those eyes peeled.
Kachuch came hurrying over from where she had been standing with the hermaid during the night.
Miss Mord, I can see the campfires glowing bright even through this mist.
Osbil scowled sourly as his stomach rumbled.
Aye, that's because that scum down there ain't short of victuals. They're probably cooking breakfast.
Mordi licked at the drizzling rain which clung to her lips.
No such thing, bucko. This is it. Stand fast, the buffs. 'Tis death before dinner. Right, now you chaps, have a word with our badger chums. Then, put the word about quietly. Muster to the edges in full fight in order. Let's see if we can't turn the ambush on the confounded vermin, what?
Vizca Longtooth drew his cloak close against the prevailing drizzle. He sheltered in the bushes, surrounded by his chosen aides. Raindrops glistened on his fangs.
This is perfect for the surprise attack. No wind, rain, fog. They won't know what hit 'em. Dogleg, Patchy, go and tell 'em to start the first wave climbing. Once they're out of sight, send the second lot up. Don't forget, tell 'em to keep silent. Now go.
With 10 of the Blood Gullet's crew to lead them, and another 10 at the rear to urge them on, half of the Brown Rat horde began scrambling up toward the plateau. They were a barbaric sight, daubed with plant dyes, armed with primitive spears and clubs, escorted by the vermin sea raiders. Once they were about a third of the way up, the second wave came in their wake, with the remainder of Vizca's crew shepherding them. The going was not easy, with rocks made slippery by the drizzle and any patches of earth rendered slick and muddy. The sea raiders, fearing their captain's wrath, urged the Brown Rats on. Trying not to betray their position by shouting, they swiped out with the flats of their blades, muttering,
"Get moving, you big dumb savages! Come on, shift your paws!"
And,
"Ahoy there, bucko! Now backsliding, up you go!"